Celebrate misery. Celebrate sadness. Celebration is the ultimate embrace. One of the people I learned a lot from is Osho. I learned to celebrate from him. I learned to embrace from him. I read 20 of his books. Each book is a collection of his live talks. He had hundreds of talks during the about 30 years of being a guru. Osho's vibration was about 300, which is much higher than most people, much lower than people believe he was. Yet, I learned a lot from him while my vibration was higher than his. Your vibrational number has nothing to do with actual vibration, or frequency. It is more like a measure of how close you are to the original design of a human being and how close what you believe and what you see as truth is to reality. One of the things that keep one at low vibration is the filters that block his view from seeing what is. A fixed vantage point, a fixed attitude, a nearsighted view, a concern, a narrow cone of vision, an agenda all reduce what you see to the same old, what you have already seen, and renders you and your guru low vibration. When you are locked into any of those states above, you cannot see that you are, at least not without some coaching. This quoted talk from Osho is a coaching that may transform your world, if you are able to do what it suggests that you do. It talks about attitude. Mostly we have attitude fixed with regards to anything we don't like, we don't agree with, anything that doesn't work the way we say it should. We don't see that we have 100% control over our attitude, we are a victim of our default attitude. And therefore we live in deep misery, far from the original design of human being, the immensely powerful being that you can grow into, you just don't practice any of your power. You relate to your narrow and fixed way of viewing the world as a truth. Especially in the area of what is wrong and what is right, what is good and what is bad, what should be and what shouldn't be. This article will help you reconsidering those categories and brighten your life, raise your vibration, and create you a much happier person with a lot more power to be effective and successful in the world. Is it possible to celebrate misery? It is possible to celebrate misery because celebration is an attitude. You can take an attitude of celebration about anything, including misery. Imagine that you are sad. Don't get identified with sadness. Become a witness and enjoy the moment of sadness, because sadness has its own beauty you have never seen. When you identify yourself with sadness, you can penetrate the beauty of a sad moment. You need to create a space between yourself and the sadness and then you can watch it, you can observe it, you are not identified with it. When you watch, you will be surprised at what treasures you have been missing. Look, when you are happy you are never so deep as when you are sad. Sadness has a depth to it, happiness has challenges about it. Go and watch happy people. The so-called happy people, the playboys and playgirls, are always smiling and bubbling with happiness. You will find them shallow, superficial. They don't have any depth. Happiness is like waves just on the surface. But sadness has a depth to it. When you are sad, it is not like waves on the surface, it is like the very depth of the Pacific Ocean, miles and miles deep. Move into the depth, watch it. Happiness is noisy, sadness has a silence to it. Happiness may be like the day, sadness is like the night. Happiness may be like the light, sadness is like darkness. Light comes and goes, darkness remains, it is eternal. Light happens sometimes, darkness is always there. If you move into sadness, all these things will be felt. Suddenly you will become aware that sadness is there like an object, you are watching and witnessing, and suddenly you start feeling happy. Such a beautiful sadness, a flower of darkness, a flower of eternal depth. Like an abyss without any bottom. So silent, so musical, there is no noise at all, no disturbance. One can go on falling and falling into it endlessly, and one can come out of it absolutely rejuvenated. It is a rest. It depends on your attitude. When you feel sad, you think that something bad has happened to you. It is an interpretation of the mind that something bad has happened to you, and then your mind forces you to try to escape from it. You never meditate on it, you never observe it, you never get curious, you just want to run. Then you want to run away from being alone, to a party, to the club, or put the TV on or the radio, or start reading the newspaper, something so that you can get away. This is a wrong attitude that has been given to you by society, by positive thinking, that sadness is wrong. Nothing is wrong with it. It is another polarity in life. Happiness is one pole, sadness is another. Blissfulness is one pole, misery is another. Life consists of both. And life is a ritual because of both. A life only of blissfulness will have width, but will not have depth. A life of only sadness will have depth, but will not have width. A life of both sadness and blissfulness is multidimensional, it moves in all dimensions together. Watch a statue of Buddha or sometimes look into my eyes and you will find both together, a blissfulness, a peace, a sadness also. You will find a blissfulness which contains in it sadness also, because that sadness gives it depth. Watch Buddha's statue, blissful, but still sad. The very word sad gives you wrong connotations, that something is wrong. This is your interpretation. To me, life in its totality is good. And when you understand life in its totality, only then can you celebrate. Celebrate, whatsoever the case. If you are sad, then celebrate because you are sad. Try it. Just give it a try and you will be surprised, it happens. You are sad? Start dancing because sadness is so beautiful, such a silent flower of being. Dance, enjoy, and suddenly you will feel that the sadness is disappearing, a distance is created. By and by, you will forget sadness and you will be celebrating. You have transformed the energy. This is what alchemy is, to transform the baser metal into higher gold. Sadness, anger, jealousy, baser metals can be transformed into gold because they are constituted of the same elements as gold. There is no difference between gold and iron because they have the same particles, the same electrons. Have you ever thought about it, that a piece of coal and the greatest diamond in the world are just the same? They don't have any difference. In fact, coal pressed by the earth for millions of years becomes a diamond. Just a difference of pressure, but they are both carbon, both made of the same elements. The baser can be changed into the higher. Nothing is lacking in the baser. Only a rearrangement is needed. That is the whole of what alchemy means. When you are sad, celebrate, and you are giving a new composition to sadness. If you change your sadness to celebration, then you will also be capable of changing your death into resurrection. So learn the art while there is still time. Don't let death come before you have learned the secret alchemy of changing baser metals into higher metals. Because if you can change sadness, you can change death. If you can be celebrating unconditionally, when death comes you will be able to laugh, you will be able to celebrate, you will go happy. And when you can go celebrating, death cannot kill you. Rather, on the contrary, you have killed death. But start it now, give it a try. There is nothing to lose. But people are so foolish that even when there is nothing to lose, they won't give it a try. What is there to lose? If you are sad, then I say celebrate, dance, sing. What are you to lose? At the most, sadness will be lost, nothing else. But you think it is impossible. And the very idea that it is impossible will not allow you to give it a try. And I say it is one of the easiest things in the world, because energy is neutral. The same energy becomes sadness, the same energy becomes anger, the same energy becomes sexuality, the same energy becomes compassion, the same energy becomes meditation. Energy is one. You don't have many types of energies. You don't have many separate pockets of energy where this energy is labeled sadness and this energy is labeled happiness. Energies are not pigeonholed, they are not separated. There exists no watertight compartment in you. You are simply one. This one energy becomes sadness, this one energy becomes anger. It is up to you. One has to learn the secret, the art of how to transform energies. In my coaching programs we learn and then practice all that makes a human being a human being. There is nothing like that anywhere. Osho is giving talks to auditoriums filled with disciples. But no one that I know was working with you, hands-on, every few days, so that you don't have to do it alone. We learn everything on those calls, and you will learn what's most important and most timely for you, not what is my agenda, my good idea. The calls have maximum 10 students, so there is plenty of time to get personal attention, check your attention, and guide you to the next step. Spotting you so you can't get hurt, can't fall, can't fail, there is only one way to go, up.